It is.
Dude, I love your book.
Oh, great.
Fun read. Absolutely fun read. So that's the first thing. We haven't gotten you on the air yet, but I just wanted to just say right off the bat, that was a fun read.
Well, thank you.
Anyway, how long till we come up here? How do you pronounce your last name? Is it Hardberger?
Yes.
Okay, so got that much right. Okay, we'll be ready to go. Sometime we'd love to have you on for a little longer than 10 minutes, though.
Sure, anytime.
Okay, well, we'll let your Peter know that because he was being very very close to the vest about how much time we could ever have with you. But anyway, okay, coming up.
Celebrity Hotline getting a workout today. Now joining us, Sea Captain Max Hardberger. Sea Captain, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Welcome to the wake-up call.
Thank you.
Well, Captain Max, first off, you have done so many things in your life. You have been a crop duster. You have been an aviation instructor, a lawyer, sea captain, author. I mean, a school teacher. You've done a lot of different things in your life.
Yep, and you know the old saying, master of none.
And may I ask, how young a guy are you?
I'm 61 years young.
Okay, 61. But the thing that is the subject of the book Seized, which is just being released, is your work, for lack of a better term, repoing or stealing ships that have been stolen from others.
That's a good description.
Yeah. Let's start off with this. Why is it, and as I was reading the book, what surprised me was, it's like I'm thinking to myself, the shipping industry has to be one of the most corrupt industries, or even the ports have to be, it just seems like they're incredibly corrupt. Talk a little bit about that, because that's kind of where the whole thing with the ships comes from.
Yeah, but it's not just the ports, it's the entire country. People in the United States don't realize how blessed we are to live in a country that is ruled by law. In most of these countries, a lot of these countries, especially the countries I have to operate in, the guy who wins a court case is the guy who gives the most money to the judge. So, and judges are expected to augment their very meager salaries by doing this. It's not considered a bad thing. It's considered the way normal business. So my problem, my client's ships are foreign flag ships. They come into these ports. The people in the port know they may never see that ship again, so they have no reason to respect the owner or to not try to grab it as quickly as they can. So if you can get a judge to cooperate and you can get the port authorities to cooperate, you can spend a couple hundred dollars on a corrupt judge and seize a $10 million ship.
And that happens frequently, right?
Frequently enough to make somebody like me necessary.
Okay, and tell people what it is specifically that you do.
Well, it always starts with a phone call, of course, and it usually starts with some guy who's not planning on stealing his ship out of port. He just needs some help. His ship has been seized, and he needs some help. And most of the time, I'm able to get it out without going to the ultimate measure of an extraction. I can do something with the judge myself, or we can make some kind of arrangement, and we'll get the ship out. If that doesn't work, then I have to bring a crew in, and in the middle of the night, we have to sneak on board, get the machinery going, and then head for international water as quickly as possible.
How many times have you had to actually do one of these extractions?
Well, I'm up to about a dozen and a half, probably 18 or so.
Yeah. And, you know, you say, well, we bring some people in the middle of the night, we sneak on. It's a lot more complicated than that because you have to deal with, on these ports, you have to deal with guards. You have to deal with, in some cases, that particular country's Coast Guard. There are a lot of other things involved. I mean, it's a lot more surreptitious than just wandering on in the middle of the night and tooling out under blackness there, right?
Well, you don't wander on, of course. These ports are all tightly controlled. So sometimes I'll have a canoe. I and my crew will get ourselves paddled up to the ship by canoe, and we'll climb up the hawsers. I've been able to bribe guards to get off the boat and off the ship and let us on. Other times we can crawl along in the shadows of the warehouses and so on, and then run up the gangway when nobody's looking. But we've got to get on board surreptitiously.
And many times, once these ships have been seized, though, there are actually guards on board, correct?
That's right. And unfortunately, since I don't use force, my biggest challenge is finding some way to get the guards off. I trick them sometimes. I can bribe them sometimes. One time I had there was one guard on a ship, and I had a local guy run up to him and tell him his mother had just had a heart attack. Gave him the name of a hospital, and as I suspected he would, the guard ran off straight away, and within 5 minutes after he was gone, we had the ship out.
I'm assuming that as many times as you've done this, you've also had some extractions that have been very close to going horribly awry, correct?
Yes, I've had a couple of them where I really thought that was the end had come. The end had finally come. But it never did. I'm still here to talk about it.
Have you ever been arrested?
No, thank God.
Yeah, the last place probably you want to go to prison is someplace like Haiti, right?
Yeah, gringos who go into prisons in these countries don't come out. Even if you're only sentenced to a short period of time, you're not going to make it.
Are there particular countries that are worse than others as far as impounding these ships illegally?
Yes, there is. There's a hierarchy. Of course, at the top would be Haiti. Then in descending order would be Venezuela, the Dominican Republic, Colombia. Trinidad is bad. People don't realize Trinidad is a pretty lawless country in its own right. Mm-hmm. Honduras, Mexico is bad. Guatemala. Just about all of these countries, it's a cottage industry. Seizing ships illegally is a cottage industry in these little countries.
How did you end up just being the guy that goes in and extracts the ships?
Well, it started when I had to take out my own ship when I was a ship captain, and then people kind of heard that I was the guy that would be willing to do that sort of thing, and so it's a small world, and the word gets around, so it just kind of started happening about 10 years ago, or more like about 15 years ago, that somebody, a ship owner with a ship in trouble or a mortgagee who couldn't get paid, people told him, well, call this guy Hardburger, so that's pretty much how it happened.
And you've dealt with some very, very shady characters in your career, correct?
Yeah, and that's the guys I had to work with. That's not even including the opposition.
including Russian mafia, right?
Yeah, that was quite an incident up there in Vladivostok with the Russian mafia.
Did you at that time fear for your life?
Well, I was more yes. I mean, I didn't know what was going to happen to us, but I knew that once the Russian mafia got their hands on me. And I knew that they were going to try to force my client to bring cash to Vladivostok for these ships we were going to buy. And I knew that they would torture me, you know, to make me call him and tell him to come. So I was concerned for my safety anyway.
But fortunately, things worked out okay. You were able to get out of the country.
Yeah, we were able to sneak out. Mm-hmm.
What is it that motivates you? I mean, what is it that makes you get up in the morning and go, man, I can't wait to get out of it today? What is it?
Bills.
Got bills.
Paying bills, right.
Yeah, but you're a very intelligent guy. You have a law degree, you've been a teacher and everything else. There are so many other things that you could have done or could be doing. Again, what motivates you to do in particular this?
Well, I don't know. It's hard to say. I mean, I've always liked doing active sorts of things. I think a large part of it is I get a great deal of pleasure when bad guys get defeated, and especially when I run into them later, and they know I'm the guy that stole their ship, the ship they stole back the ship, and so I get a lot of pleasure out of defeating the bad guys.
Is that the main motivation?
No, bills.
Yeah. Can we go back to bills? One of the things that you do in the book is you make quite a bit of mention of your reading habits, and it struck me as kind of ironic that the type of books that you liked to read as a kid is exactly the kind of book that you wrote.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I wish I'd had that to read when I was a kid.
Yeah, because most of the books you were reading as a kid had to do with pirates and things of that nature, right?
Yeah, a lot of them. Yeah, I was a fan. Mm-hmm.
Is this the first book you've written?
No, I wrote a book about being a ship captain called Freighter Captain, and I wrote a textbook on ship ownership before that called Deadweight.
Yeah, I knew, you know, the book, like I said off the air, I said this book is a great read. And I, you know, I mean, how many books can you pick up and it says the office was filled with the smell of desperation and carbolic acid?
Yeah, that's good. I like that myself.
What a great line. You do a great job. Tell us, Seized is the book. Where can people get it if they want it?
You can go to my website, which is maxhardberger.com, or, of course, Amazon or Barnes & Noble. It's available pretty widespread.
We would love to have you back on the show to talk a little bit more and a little bit more in-depth about, you know, your life and some of the things that you've done. But it's been a pleasure talking to you this morning, Captain.
It's my pleasure indeed. Just call me anytime.
All right. Thank you.
Thank
Captain Max Hardberger on the wake-up call.